Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Nothing has worked to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, so then why not try the Peace to Prosperity plan? That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, what I would like to do is simply look at this Bahrain Economic Conference. I want to know, first of all, do you think it's good, it's going to develop anything, or it's just a waste of time? What are your thoughts?
Well, Jimmy, let's put it this way. Nothing has worked in the past 100 years. Or should I say, nothing else has worked in the past 100 years. We had a mandate that was authorized by the highest international legal body at the time, the League of Nations. We had a partition plan by the United Nations. We had 242-338. We had negotiations. We had Camp David 1. We had Camp David 2. And I don't want to keep on going, but the litany goes on, and you're about aware of it as much as I am. It was predicated on negotiations, on territorial compromise, on political arrangements, security needs. There were confidence-building measures. That was one of the phrases. Menachem Begin offered autonomy, a loan plan, Dayan plan, everything. For once, someone says, let's put all that aside and let's start from the other side. Let's make the Arabs of Palestine feel that they have a future because their leaders, and you know this, have kept them basically kidnapped and hostage to radicals and extremists from the 1920s on, whether it's Haj Amin al-Husseini, Shukeri, or Yasser Arafat and Hamas on down to today. Let's say to them, look, if everything is okay economically, and through economics you get to know the Israelis better, then maybe you can proceed. Why not give it a chance?
Winky Medad with the details on the attempt to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in the last 100 years. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Winky Medad gave us the history of the efforts to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict with no accomplishment to that task. As we look to the future, it seems there will be no resolution to the conflict as well until Jesus comes back to the earth. That is according to Obadiah verses 15 to 18. Today and into the tribulation period, the Palestinians will continue to try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. And they'll do that until the last war for the Jewish people, the defeat of Amalek, the grandson of Esau, who is actually the reason for the conflict in the first place. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...